And we here and we ready. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Yo Absolutely Favorite Podcast. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to Riff and Win Reveal. Whoa, 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 whoa. What's up, y'all? Welcome back, and we live in full effect. Had a busy weekend, so I couldn't get this podcast done, so I'm always ready to do it live. I actually like doing it live. You know, it's fun. So welcome back. Today I'm going to talk about the Olympics a little bit. I got a movie review of Luca, the movie Luca. I saw that on Disney with Rachel. And, of course, real-world advice from a grown-ass man, and I'll even take some live in the chat. But once again, everybody, welcome back to Ooh, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, Riffin with Griffin back in the house, live in full effect. Thank you for being here, everybody. But you know, but first, before we even go on with the show, I want to say hello to our new sponsor. You know, new old sponsor, really. Support for Riffin' with Griffin is brought to you by Manscaped, who's the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. That's your balls. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. And you heard that, 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With the exclusive offer, you get 20% off the free worldwide shipping with code Griffin at manscaped.com. All right, no wiggy today because I was supposed to do it yesterday, so I'm here right now doing this. You know, I love Wiggs, though. He's a good dude. And make sure you check out his stuff, too. He's got posters, and he's... And check out the Lil Peep documentary, too, on Netflix. He recorded like 80% of that. He was a part of the making of that. So, but anyways, guys, welcome to Riffin' with Griffin. Riffin' with Griffin. And hello, Aaron K. Thank you. And we're live. So if you're listening on later on Audible, on Spotify and all that kind of stuff, you didn't get to catch it live. But thank you still for listening. You know, I'm still giving you what I give you. And thanks, everybody, here for being here, you know, watching live for you guys in the chat, you know. So I will, like, mention you guys when I can. But, again, I'm a one-man show today. I'm by myself, so you have to forgive me as we go through this. So, you know, I have to do my episode. Like, I'm even putting this on Twitter right now, you know, as I'm talking to you guys. So it is what it is. So we're doing it. But anyways, let's see what is going on this week. Man, I went to an oxygen chamber at Next Health. I don't know if you guys have ever done that before. I've never done anything like that before. But I was like, what is this? You know, so it's like apparently there's like a lot of health benefits to being in an oxygen chamber. So I was like, you know, let me. Let me go check this out because I'm a part of the Next Health program. So it's one of these like health places that they, you know, they do a lot of like preventative medicine, you know, and I'm all about the preventative medicine. You know what I mean? So, you know, so I go to this place, Next Health, you know, and they have all this stuff. They have infrared. Like I'm doing a commercial for them, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know if you've ever done cryo. It's all these type of things that are like preventative medicine techniques that I've tried a lot of them, and it's like it's actually you really feel good, especially the cryo. I don't know if you guys have ever done cryo, but you know, it's like I don't know what the temperature is, but you stay in there for like 3 minutes, and when you get out of there, you feel you're just tingling and you have all this energy. So make sure you guys check that out. But I want to see. Let me see if I can find the hyperbolic chamber. Oh, look, Dennis Rodman goes, like, they never put me up there. You know, so, you know, so all these famous people, they got up there, but, you know, they do COVID testing, they do a lot of stuff there, but Wait, let me just go back. They do like because there's like a benefits. I always wondered like what are the benefits of, you know, hyperbolic oxygen chambers. I mean, I wish they can they just. Oh, here we go. Yeah, so I went into one of these. Yeah, man. You know, it's like the oxygen chamber is a compartment filled with pressurized air providing oxygen 3 times higher than the present in normal air pressure. You feel like you're in an airplane, though, because your ears start to, like, you know, there's pressure. And they do have an AC in there because it will get stuffy. And apparently this is like, this helps you, you know, this helps you. So it says your body tissues need an adequate supply of oxygen to heal itself and in turn function properly. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy increases the amount of oxygen your blood can carry by filling the chamber with enriched oxygen. So apparently, like, this is great for, like, when people, you know, when they're coming off surgeries and stuff like that, it helps you heal, you know, and you know, and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if you guys have ever, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that or anything like that. Once again, thanks, Aaron K., for the super chat. I appreciate you guys. And, yeah, if you want to send me – if you have music and theme songs and things you want me to use on the podcast, just send it my way. It's just email me at eric@ericgriffin.com, dude. I'll get it. So, yeah, man, so I sat in the chamber, and I think I'm going to start doing it more frequently because I'm doing a bunch of stuff there. I get, like, IV drips every month. I go and get, like – immune boost IVs and all this kind of stuff. So I don't know. I mean, it's not for everybody because some of it's kind of pricey. So it's like, you know, it sucks that like preventative medical care sometimes can be costly. So you have to be somebody who has like, you know, the ability to do that. But I'm sure there are other cheaper ways to be healthy. But it's like, I don't know if it's like accessible to everybody or if everybody has the knowledge about it. Because that's really what's important, right? Is like, you know, how do we take care of our health? Like, how can we be better? You know, it's like, it doesn't necessarily take money. We all have, you know, different levels of the things that we could do. But I've talked about this before, but I feel like if I didn't, like, you know, if I wasn't like doing okay, I might be dying of diabetes or something right now just because of like, you know, eating healthy is expensive in this damn place. Like, you know, we go to this expensive store, Air One, you know? You're going to get some cherries or you're going to get like some kind of fruit and the shit is $9. $9, you know, $9 for like a, you know, not even, you know, not enough cherries to feed a family of seven. No, it's just like this little thing of cherries for Rachel and I that if we're not paying attention, we'll finish the thing in one night and it's $9. You're like, damn, but you can go buy 65 Pop Pockets for $4.25. You know, like the most unhealthiest food in the market and in the stores, all that stuff is, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do about health, man. It just sucks, dude. Last night, it's funny that what I'm about to talk about now, because you talk about health. And then last night, I ate pretty good yesterday, but you know, sometimes you want to cheat. I've been good. I took a test for my blood sugar because I was getting towards that pre-diabetic range. And so I've really been working on that and just took another blood test and my blood sugar level is below that now. So I'm on the right track. I'm trending in the right direction to fight off diabetes, right? But still, you have those moments. So last night we went to this donut shop. It was late. It's this donut shop on Santa Monica Boulevard. And they got like the fanciest donuts and you can order late from like Uber Eats and stuff. But we went to go get some sushi. And so then we were like, hey, let's go to get a donut, you know, just for some dessert. So, you know, I'm about to walk in the store and this sort of I guess he was a homeless guy, just kind of down on his luck. You know, you could just tell, you know, he was just like raggedy, whatever. And he says to me, he goes, hey, man, he goes, can you buy me a donut and a milk, you know? And I'm sitting here and I'm like, in my mind, the first thing I think to myself, because this is me, I'm a bleeding heart like that. I'm like, damn, I just dropped $100-something on sushi with my chick on a regular night. Yeah, man, I could get you know what I mean? In my mind, I'm like, dude, what is it going to hurt me? I don't even need to have these donuts I'm about to get for myself. What is it going to hurt me to get this guy a milk and some donuts, you know? So I did, you know, I was like, all right, I got you, man. So, you know, I got him. And I think the milk was the most important thing he needed, you know. Probably should have got him a ham sandwich instead of freaking donuts. But, you know, I got him a couple donuts and the milk. And I saw him, and he opened the milk, and just the look on his face, and just when he drank the milk, he was like, oh, you know what I mean? I was like, grief, man. And it's like, that ain't even enough, right? Like, I didn't even feel good about it. You know, there are some people that, you know, oh, I gave a homeless guy $2, so now I'm good. You know, that's my check me off for my gateway to heaven. But for me, I just was like, damn, well, when he finishes that, then what? It's like, we can't save everybody, but it's like, what do you do when you're this kind of person that like feels like this? I just feel, I don't know, man. I felt bad. And I was like, when I was driving home with Rachel, I was starting to tear up because I was just kind of like to be in that situation. It's like, you know, how do we allow, you know, people in society to get to this situation? And I just don't have an answer. I don't know what to do. I don't know if you've ever felt like that. You guys ever feel like that? You know, it's like there are some people who just have no empathy at all. And you're just kind of like, eh, well, whatever, get out of my face, or I'm not going to help you, or I don't have nothing for you. But like, I don't know. It's hard for me. Like, but I feel bad because even if I give them the money or something, I still feel like I know this isn't enough. You're still out on the street or whatever. I don't know, man. I just felt. I just had this really overwhelming emotional feeling. And thank you, Ugly Goat Girl. I tried to play Apex Legends. She just gave a great $10 super chat. I tried to play Apex Legends, but it just doesn't work. You know, like it I couldn't even get a game. It was crazy. But anyways, so that's my feeling on the homeless, man. I don't know. That's just something that happened, you know. But I'm trying to be healthy, so, you know, I don't know what you guys are doing being healthy out there. So, you know, it is what it is. Somebody asked me, what do I think about Russell Westbrook going to the Lakers? I don't know yet. You know, honestly, I think I talked about it already, but, you know, it doesn't matter. We're doing this live. You know, it's a stream of consciousness kind of thing going on. I like to get my episodes out. Who knows? I think if anybody can like galvanize people to get the best out of them towards a team effort and a team goal, I think it's LeBron James. I think LeBron James is going to bring him into the fold and be like, I think LeBron James has enough equity as a superstar, as a veteran in the league, as being the best player, you know, first or second best player of all time. He's right there in the conversation. I think he has the gravitas to tell Russell Westbrook, yo, I need you to do this. And I think he'll be like, all right. I think he's at a stage in his career at 32 years old where he's like, damn, I've done all this stuff. It's time to win a championship. It's time to, like, you know, make that effort. So we'll see. I don't know if their games match. I don't think he's the true point guard type skills that they might need to win a championship. But, you know, when you talk about players that are that great, let's see what happens. You know what I mean? Let's see what happens. So I do like it. And I think it's exciting, and I can't wait to see the Nets and Lakers playing the championship. That's what we really need. Thank you, D. Merrill. Appreciate that super chat. Thank you very much. So that's that. So let's talk a little bit about the Olympics. I've been watching. I haven't been watching the Olympics. Is really what I'm trying to say. I haven't been watching the Olympics. Any? I don't know if you guys have been watching the Olympics, but for some reason, and I think it just has to do with COVID and all this, and being like all weird, I haven't really been paying attention to it, you know. But there is this one story that really got to me. Was this, you know, it this weightlifter. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's like a transgender weightlifter who's now, you know, former male, and is now a, you know, female and is a weightlifter. And I just, I'm not trying to be, I don't know, man. I know you people might have strong feelings, and it turns into like some big kind of political discussion. So let's just be as mellow as we possibly can and just talk some common sense and just really, you know, be sensitive to the issue. And, you know, there's a lot of sides to this. They're, you know, it's not a black and white issue. What's my favorite word, y'all? What's my favorite word? Nuanced. It is nuanced. So I will say that, okay? So I support people who are trying to live their truth, okay? I get that. So that's one part of it. Like, it's not all lumped together. So in terms of saying, like, people need to live their truth, they need to, like, be who they are, I support that, okay? That's one side of it, all right? The other side of it is now you're talking about competition. Is there a advantage where you have man parts and then now you are competing? Because there's a reason why men and women don't compete in the same competitions. You know, they don't, there's a reason for that. You know what I mean? And why is that? Because they're not physically the same. You know, men are physically stronger and faster than women. So men compete against men and women compete against women. That's just a fact. That's been going on for however how many long the Olympics are going on. So now we have this new thing that's going on. So what do we do about that? Like, there is a feeling that it is unfair that someone who used to be a man is now competing against women. All right. The hormones and what this stuff, it doesn't change the muscle structure. It doesn't change the skeletal structure of someone. So that is an advantage. I mean, that's just I don't know the science of it. It just seems to me that the common sense of it should be that. So right now, see, right now to me, it's because this is so new in the past 10 years, I guess, of like, so now in the past 10 years, there's now this all this big movement for this. The Olympics is just behind. It's just behind. So to me, you just need new categories. You need men, women, and then transgender women. And then the other one, transgender men. But I don't even know if there's a lot of that happening. Like, are there former women who have transitioned and they're now men competing against men? Nah, I don't think so. I don't think that that's going to be a thing. I don't think that's going to be a thing. But you never know. Who knows? You know what I mean? Like, it depends on the competition, right? But for right now, it's really about, I mean, the most prevalent thing we think about is the fact that it's about men who are former men who are now women competing against women. So just add a new category. I mean, that's all you got to do. You know what I mean? But then I understand too the feeling of like, those people going, hey, I'm now a woman. So that's where it gets tricky. That's the gray area. And that's where you just want to go, hey, listen, you know, you already are admitting that you were born not the way you wanted to be. So whatever that, you know, thing is, it's giving you an advantage. So let's not take away from the other people who are doing this too. You know, it's very nuanced. And if people would just talk about it, just very matter-of-factly, just plainly with some compassion and understanding of either side, I think that we would get past this. But what happens is when you start talking about something like this, the people that are like super pro-transgender, they don't want to hear any common sense. They just think, oh, you're anti-anti. And I'm not anti. If you're listening to me right now and you think that, you're an idiot. Like, straight up. You just want to argue to hear yourself argue because that's the kind of nonsense you want to think. And I don't subscribe to that, you know? That's problematic when you come at me like that, when I'm clearly trying to be as thoughtful as possible about this. But let's not fool ourselves. Let's not sit here and act like this ain't a real thing. It is. Like, this is an issue, and I just think that all parties are not dealing with it properly, and they're just, like, putting it out there, you know? But this is like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to go too much further into it because, again, it didn't, you know, people get their emotions too involved in it. But come on, man. You know, it's like you talk about a former man who is weightlifting, and are we surprised that they're all the ones breaking all the female records and all this kind of stuff? It's like, come on. You know, it's like this isn't. They need to really take a good look at this and go, okay, let's, you know, make another category. They compete against each other, and then that's that. But I understand how that may seem unfair, or they might realize, hey, there's actually not enough. Or, you know, it's like when – or maybe they could do something where it's like – I don't know, and I'm just throwing this out. I'm not saying this is the answer, but I'm just – it's in this vein, okay? Like when women – play on a man on a golf course, you know, they have that, like, you know, whatever they have, that thing where it's like, okay, so the men, they tee off from here, and then the women tee off from another spot. Maybe they have something like that going on, where it's like, you know, you're curbing the times, or it's like, you know, you figure out some equation that, you know, it's like, you know, 100 pounds to a 100 pounds to a woman is, you know, then you add, you know, 25 pounds to a transgender woman, you know, so it, you know, you do a math equation and you balance it out or something. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but this is a serious problem. Not that them doing it is a serious problem. It's how we are going about it and just not really planning this out and really talking about it. Yeah, the woman's tea. Thank you. I don't know why I can't, you know, whatever that is. I don't know why we can't find a way to talk about this in that way without it being such a, like, hot button charged issue. But, you know, it is. You know what I mean? It is a hot button charged issue. I didn't even show you guys. So there's that, you know, on CNN, weightlifter Laurel Hubbard becomes first out transgender woman to compete at the Olympics, fails to register a lift, you know. So, you know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. I don't know what you guys in the chat think. It's a lot. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. But this is actually a good time to this is a good time to go back to our sponsor, Manscaped. You know, let's talk about Manscaped. I've actually used it. Okay, so, you know, I'm a hairy dude, man. Look at these knuckles. Okay, so, and it's like the thing you always worry about when you're shaving is just like cutting yourself. You want to make sure that you can, you know what I mean? Like, even if I shave my knuckles, and I don't shave my knuckles, because if when I do, then the next thing you know, they grow back and it really looks like I'm Teen Wolf. Our Team Wolf's grandfather. But anyway, you know, it's like, I'm a hairy dude, so you can just imagine what the rest of my body looks like. So you need that. You know, and it's just like, it's just like, and then, like, if I'm being even more vulnerable and open about the issue, it's like, you know, sometimes Rachel is like, you know what, I need these balls, you know, trimmed down. You know what I mean? So you got to go in there and do it. And it's a lot. And it's like a tender area, man. Your balls are tender. You can't just go down there and just, you know, because then, like, you don't want the hair being pulled out, or you don't want to cut yourself. And I have done that before. I have scraped my balls trying to do this. And then you just kind of go, it's not worth it, especially someone like myself that is super hairy. So this particular machine, especially the new one, you know what I mean? It's really smooth, easy to use. They got wireless charging on it now. You know what I mean? And if you're a regular person who doesn't have like a huge hairy problem, but you still want to be smooth, you want to like be a swimmer, then you gotta use the Manscaped. So I do highly recommend it for you people out there who are like mid-range hairy, super hairy, or people that are like, you know, just a little bit, and then you look like you're like, you know, sleek and ready to go. But for you monster hairy guys, you're looking for something that is smooth and easy to use and like worry-free about scratching your most tender areas, I suggest you get Manscaped. It's time to get your own ball hair and body trimmer with Manscaped to make me time the best time and enhance your confidence with some nice smooth boys down there. Get 20% off, guys. Get 20% off when you use code Griffin at manscaped.com. Get those balls in gear. Okay, we did it. So I saw this movie. I saw this movie Luca on Disney Plus. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie, but you know what I'm noticing about a lot of these like cartoon movies that come out now? A lot of them are just like, they're very much what do you call it? They seem to be like remakes, man. You know what I mean? They seem to be like, it, you know, they're telling a story that's already been told. You know what I mean? So it's so this one is it's not Little Mermaid, but it's very Little Mermaid-ish. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's in that realm, you know. But it was actually a really good movie, and so when I watch a movie with Rachel, I always count like how many times is she gonna cry, and she did cry at the end. But it's like a fun story. You know, I do recommend it. If you ever like just sitting around watching cartoons, because ultimately the new age of cartoons right now is like telling a good story. It's still about telling a story of relationships, telling a story of family, telling a story of overcoming something. And this is very much, like that, Luca's a sea monster and he lives, under the sea. And then there's this little an Italian village. It's very Italian too. This was like I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was very much like very ethnic. It was very much like everybody in the movie was like of a certain thing from this little small village. And it was very, it was very cool. So these monsters, when they come out of the ocean and they dry off, they have human form. And so, and he's told, don't you go up there because the land monsters, that they call them, are going to get you, type of thing. So obviously what he does is he goes, and he meets a friend, and then, he befriends another friend. And then it's all about their little struggle. And then his family's trying to find him, and it's a really nice little fun story. You know what I mean? So, it's just like, I don't want to review, people always get on me about spoiler alerts, but this is a fun little, if you have kids, they'll enjoy it. But this is also like a good couple movie. You just sit and watch it and enjoy it. Enjoy the story, enjoy the animation, enjoy the, the fun. It's just like, sometimes we need just sort of lighthearted stuff, man. And Luca is one of those movies. So, this is just a really quick review. I do recommend Luca. So make sure you guys check that out. All right. Yeah. It was sea creature, they called them, right? Yeah, like sea creatures. Coco. Ugly goat girl in the chat is talking about. Yeah, Coco is a great one. That is one that makes you cry. I mean, there are some really good stories. So it's like, there is a lot of like, Disney, Pixar, all these companies are making a strong push to be like, hey, we're telling stories and these characters are not white anymore, or they're not just exclusively white. Like every cartoon you see, all the characters don't have to be white anymore, because there's still stories. You know what I mean? There's still just, great stories, and you can relate to these stories. So once we get past that thing in our head, because we're so used to everything being a certain way, when it's not that way, we're very much like, hey, what's going on here? And that's because it's not normalized yet, and we have to like let the diversity kick in and let it really sink in that it's okay. It's not taking away from one or giving more to another. We can start to relate and really see how we all have something in common. And these are just ways to show that, and then you can find something that you can relate to in any of these kind of like, beautiful stories. So just check it out, guys. You know what I mean? This is just one of those, in the realm of like soul and what was the other one? There's a lot of movies out there that are like, there are black characters, this one was Italian characters, and you'll have Latino characters, and you'll have obviously still a lot of white characters, and we can all relate. I mean, as a person of color, we've had to relate to and find commonality in watching TV my whole life. My whole life TV was white. Like I liked Bewitched, it was all white people. But I understood the story. It was fun. I loved it. I Dream of Jeannie. The Partridge Family. All those types of the Brady Bunch. And like when I was a kid, there were no. Those were the options. The very few black shows that were on TV. You were like, okay, you enjoyed that. Because of what that was. But like, I still was able to relate. I still was able to be like, oh, this is just family stories, and you enjoy them because you have no other option to but enjoy them. So I'm just telling you, like, if you're out there, you white folks out there, don't worry. You're not being, nothing's being taken away from you. You're just seeing another perspective. So, you know, you're just seeing other people going through what you go through, and they don't necessarily look like you, but you can still enjoy it, you know, because we've had to enjoy it our whole lives for 100 years, for however long television and TV has and movies have been going on. We've had to look at white faces our whole lives, and we were like, oh, this is really funny. You know, even in modern times, like, you know, even with comedy, I've had to look at like Seinfeld and be like, oh, Seinfeld is like predominantly always white people on the show. And I still thought it was one of the funniest shows ever. At the same time, Martin was on, and I'm like, damn, Martin, that show is so funny. And, you know, it's like, I don't know. We just have to find a way to like find some positivity in it, and it doesn't always have to be like in a negative way. Even if you coming across, I'm not trying to come across negative. I'm just saying, just let's find a glass half full part of, you know, watching this diversity. You know what I mean? It's like, it is what it is. Okay. So like I say, I do, highly recommend you check out, Luca. It's a fun movie. And by the way, they're Italian. So these people are, you know, they're white anyway. It's not even like I don't even know. I felt like it was Italian, just because of the accents, and they were eating pasta and all this stuff, but it could have been Spanish, but it's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I just knew it wasn't like American white again. You know what I mean? you know what I'm saying? If that even makes sense to you guys. Yeah, but so let me see what the chat is. Yeah, because, you know, YouTube chat just goes, they go hard sometimes. Yeah, there were some great shows. Like, I loved The Jeffersons. That was one of my favorite shows. But even that show was about a black family living in a white world, and the contrast, the fish out of water type of thing. So that was great. You know, Sanford and Son, and, you know, Richard Pryor had his show for a short time, and there was just a lot of shows, but I mean, it wasn't like the most dominant prevalent thing, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is. Okay, Ugly Go Girl, thank you for all these super chats, but come on now. Now I gotta play Apex Legend with her now. And also, speaking of that, make sure you check me out on Eric Griffin Gaming, guys. Eric Griffin Gaming. Make sure you go to my Eric Griffin Gaming page to check me out. I'm on Twitch daily. You know, playing. I mostly play Call of Duty because I just absolutely love that game. So if you have a problem with watching Call of Duty, I really actually don't care, because it is what it is. But make sure you come check out my page, Eric Griffin and Gaming. And then you can also look at if you want to get a good gaming chair, I have a really good discount. They don't even offer that discount to anyone anymore. That's just from my people. But, you know, you can go and check out a lot of my videos. I tried to play this new game, Splitgate, but it just wouldn't even load. It was a travesty of justice. But, you know, I even have a lot of videos up there that if you want to look at back at my previous victories. I have a lot of my solo victories up there. I have a lot of, you know, the people like to clip my channel. So make sure you go check out Eric Griffin Gaming if you're so inclined to watch gaming, if you've never done it before. And it's fun. I'm just there being myself. It's kind of like doing a live podcast every single day. So make sure you guys, if you're into it, go check out Eric Griffin Gaming. All right. Okay, guys. So now I want to get into real world advice from a grown ass man, and then we'll finish this out. Real world advice from a grown ass man. Okay, I did it. All right, guys. So first up, since I'm doing this by myself, but I figured a way to do this. So wait, I got to open this up. First up, we go here. Oh, man. Why isn't it working? God damn it, y'all. Hold up. I gotta fix this. Oh, there it is. 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 Oh. Wait, how? Why is it? Damn it, y'all. Okay, wait. Okay. Wait, I gotta. You're seeing me work on this as I'm working on it. It just is so annoying. This is not how I wanted it to go, man. I gotta reset this. Let's do that. There we go. So let me wait. Hold up. We're going to get this right. because I had to unplug my phone to play the music, and I didn't know it was going to do this to the thing. But anyways, so that's the first question up there. For real world advice from a grown-ass man from this guy on. And I do it on Instagram, okay? So you guys got me working on it right in front of you. But that's what happens when it's live. All right, so this one is, seeing a girl for a little bit, I made a move and she got awkward, said she's interested. Okay, so this is like the age-old question that, you know, the thing that a lot of guys, you know, we have trouble with is like thinking just because somebody's interested that means however you come at them is going to be how they want you to come at them, that they're going to be, you know, comfortable with the level or the things that you do when you're coming at them. And that's not always the case. Somebody could be interested in you in one instance, and then you may say something weird, or not weird, but maybe you're being too upfront. Maybe you're being too aggressive, or maybe you're being too whatever. And that person all of a sudden is like, ooh, this is not where I'm at. Or, you know, it could even be like, you know, somebody's like, I'm interested in you. And then they find out that you're like an atheist. And then all of a sudden they're like, ooh, that was weird. But to you, it's not weird because that's who you are. So someone could be interested in you and you could be like, yeah, I'm a vegan and you don't like that they eat meat. You know, so that could be weird to them, but it doesn't mean that being vegan is weird. It just, it's not clicking with that person. So, you know, when you know someone's interested in you, that doesn't mean like, well, that means now I can make a move. They're just saying, hey, I'm interested to see where this can go. I think, you know, guys, we go from 0 to 60. You know, we're like, hey, you're interested in me? Cool. You want to get naked? I mean, we're always ready to go from 0 to 60, but you know, not everybody's on that same page or on that same level. So sometimes it takes a second. You know what I mean? Like give it a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like take some time to like get to know you a little bit, you know, or it doesn't mean you have to be talking for 8 months. I'm just saying, don't be discouraged that, you know, you tried to make a move and then she got awkward, because you don't know her story. Her thing could be like, well, the last guy was too aggressive, or something bad happened, or she's like, ooh, I want to take it slow, and she don't know how to tell you, hey, you're going too fast, because she don't want to hurt your feelings because she does like you. I mean, you know what I mean? It's nuanced. You know, it gets, you know, you can't just think that everyone has the same experience as you, or everyone thinks the way you think. That's the hardest part about like interacting with someone. And that's the real important part about getting to know someone, is just to find out, are we on the same page? Because sometimes it's not like a big gap. Sometimes it could be a little small thing that if you just clear that up, all of a sudden you're like, oh, now I get where you're coming from. And boom, here we go. You know what I mean? PT Games, thank you for the super chat. So I don't know, guys, you know what I mean? So this particular guy, I just think that, you know, you even said seeing a girl for a little bit. So you don't know a lot about her. You just seen her at all. So it might've got awkward, but that doesn't mean be discouraged by her response. Now you need to know that, okay, let me not go that fast. Let me put her at ease. Let me make her feel comfortable. I mean, that could be your approach. That would be my approach. It'd be like, okay, let's make her comfortable. So then, because once somebody's comfortable, she might be a super freak. You know what I mean? Sometimes somebody knows how they are, and they know that like they go all in. So they make sure they don't go all in with everybody because they need to know first. So you don't even know what you're dealing with. So just take some time and see what's going on with this one. All right. So good luck with that. Next one. Another relationship one. Talking to this girl at work, she got a man but seems interested in me. Should I take a chance? All right, so this is just one of those like, do you want to be a dickhead or not? Really, do you, you know, this is like an ego play, and I totally get it. We all have been there. We all feel this kind of like, you know, should I, shouldn't I? you know, you're in this situation where, you know, you're getting some attention, so you're like, yeah, then you feel like you're stealing a, you know, stealing this girl, this guy's girl, and you know, your ego's all like, yeah, she want me. But man, I don't know. First of all, you're working with her, so that's gonna be uncomfortable right away if it doesn't work out. And just because she's like, and what does interested mean? I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, you're in a relationship and maybe you're like, you know, getting your appetite outside, but you still just want to eat at home. So I don't know. You need to be careful with that, you know, because she may be interested. And the next thing you know, she's like, oh, I didn't mean I was going to go all the way. You know, she just, you know, people like attention. People like to feel wanted. You know, especially women, they want to feel wanted and they want that attention. They want to feel sexy. They want to feel like, yeah, you know, and just because they want that feeling, it don't mean that they want to go all the way with you, you know? So, and this is just one of those moral dilemmas. It's up to you. You know, if you want to be a cheater, then you're being a cheater. You know, if you want to be a part of that, I mean, I don't think that's going to end well. I mean, it's like you taking a shot. What y'all going to be in a relationship and you're going to be working together after that? That don't seem like an ideal situation. Just check yourself and understand what it really is. You just making an ego play, and you know, maybe it's time to, like, you know, not do that. You know what I mean? All right, next one. What's the best advice you have for weight loss? I've been struggling with motivation and commitment. I think that's what we all are struggling with, motivation and commitment. That's really what it is. So, you know, you don't want to be in a situation like myself where, you know, you have to take care of your health because you're at a health risk. And that's usually what people wait to happen. You know, and as people older, you know, you're like, the doctor tells you, look, if you don't start eating right, you're going to get diabetes. And that's when you go, oh, shit. You know, so like, and it doesn't affect people until it affects people, unfortunately. So to try to find some motivation, for yourself is just to think about like feeling better, being healthy. And you don't have to do it. Like, you don't got to get a Bowflex. You don't got to. Sometimes, like, I'm going to give you the best advice that is to start with portion control with your eating. Start there. Just a simple, don't eat as much as you're eating. You know, like if you go to a restaurant, like if you're in a relationship and you go to a restaurant, like share your food with the, you know, like maybe you get like a steak you can share. You know, you just get the sides you can share, or, you know, you split the salad, you split the, you know, just take half your food home. You know, you don't have to eat everything on your plate. You know, it's really just about that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you want to cut back on certain things, the bad things, cut back on sugar. I'm not saying cut it completely out, but cut back on certain things, and you will start to see and make it. That's how you start to make it a pattern. Now, being healthy and working on your physique are two different things. So you could worry about that other thing later. We all want to look good naked. That's what it's all about. You know, when we think about losing weight and, you know, all that stuff, we always just go to, do I look good? You know, but being healthy and working on your physique, being, you know, that's not the same thing. You could come at them in the same way, but one is a lot more work. And sometimes that ain't even healthy. Sometimes the things people do to get a good physique aren't healthy things for them, you know? So, you know, you just got to decide what is your goal. You know, what's your real goal here? And then work backwards from that. Like, if you're a person that, if you're sitting out there and be like, man, I want a six pack. Well, there are certain things you have to do to get that. All right. And then, so you need to figure out what is the end result and work back from that. But if you're just casually just trying to be like, man, I really need to, like, cause I lost a lot of weight, you know, and I know that I'm going to this thing, but a lot of it had to do with changing how I ate. I just don't eat as much as I did before. I really have cut back on a lot of things. I don't eat a lot of sugars. I don't put a lot of salt on my food anymore. I use honey instead of sugar in my coffee and things like that. I don't drink sodas. I don't, you know, I stopped drinking so much iced tea. I used to get a lot of iced tea, iced tea lemonade mix. And you look at all the sugar content in that. So, you know, I drink a lot of turmeric now at night. I'd have this turmeric mix. There's no sugar in it. You know, it's, you know, you'll find a way. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not an expert, and I'm still working on it myself. I'm not, you know, I'm in no way, shape, or form like all, you know. Thank you, man. Ananda Element. Appreciate that. I'm not Mr. You know, I'm not Jack Lane over here. But as a regular person like yourself, you can look at me and be like, oh, well, he did it. I just did it. I'm telling you. I started to get, and I also suggest getting one of these meal programs, man. Green Chef, the one of my sponsors or something like that too, because that portion is perfect amount for you. You cook it and then you eat it and it's really small. You don't have to worry about having so much food in your fridge and, you know, it's all that kind of stuff, man. It works great. So I do highly suggest those type of things, you know? So, you know, it's just, you know, it's up to you, man, you know, but the commitment to it, you have to make it a habit. So that's why I suggest, like, when you sign up for something, like, let's say you sign up for a meal program, prepay for that shit for like 10 weeks. So it forces you to use it because then you'll be wasting money. And then that's how you could build a pattern. And the motivation is, find out what you want. Like, what is your end goal? You just want to be healthy? Do you want to just, you know, hey, I just want to lose 10 pounds. Well, you can do that so easily by just changing your diet. Start with your diet. Okay. That's my biggest advice. Good luck. All right, here we go. Here's another one. I'm 25, moving out of parents' home, relocating to a different state, and starting a new life. Advice. Well, this is like, hey, welcome to the world, man. Put your big boy pants on and make it happen. If you've been living at your parents' home till you're 25, that tells me they are supportive and they love you and they will always love you and they will always be supportive. But it's time for you to leave the nest and go out and just do what you do, man. It's like, just stay focused on your goals. You know, if you're going to school or if you have a job, focus on establishing your life. So, you know, make sure you're good at work. Wherever your new place is, make sure you're good there. And then you can start branching out and like meeting people. I mean, a lot of times you meet people at work, you know, you meet like, cause they're like-minded people. Cause you guys got the same job, you know, start there. You know, keep yourself healthy. Like, go to the gym. You're going to meet people there. You know, what are your activities? You know, you're going to find things, man. Just like, don't be scared. You're going to be fine. You always, like I said, if your parents and your family are still there for you and you're just going out and you're just starting your new life, just stay focused on the things that are important and work on those things. You know, like I say, work, get your job and your work life up to par. And then, you know, make sure your home is taken care of. And even if you're just living in a one bedroom place or you renting a room, make sure you're good there. And then you'll start to branch out and establish what's going on. But stay focused on your life and your world and everything is going to be great too. Everything's going to be fine for you. So don't be afraid of that. Just keep it going fresh, man. You're going to be good. All right. Let's see. What's next? Stay at a well-paying job that treats you like shit, be miserable, or less money and be happy? Ha, age-old question, right? Well, you know, this is all about how – this is a lot – this is so layered, nuanced, as I like to say. First of all, if you let people get to you, then that's why you're going to be miserable. Like, sometimes it's a means to an end. So if you got a high-paying job and you hate the job, why do you hate the job? Because you don't hate the money, right? So whatever you love about that job, focus on that. So because then you don't got to worry about all these people, the things that are going on here, unless you just hate the job. If you just hate the job, then you need to leave that job. But you can't leave that job until you make sure you are established. You know, then you got to change your lifestyle. Like, if you have a job, it pays you a certain amount and you're spending all that money on your lifestyle, then you got to go, all right, can I adjust my lifestyle, make less money, and then be happy? It's all about planning. You know, it's not as simple as saying less money and be happy or not be happy. It's all about planning and how you respond. Look, your life is about reacting, man. You know, like, you know, it ain't about what you do, but how you react to what's your surroundings. So it don't sound like you have a good reaction to things that are going on at your job. If your job is just making you so, so miserable, then you need to get the hell out of there. Or you need to start going, why am I letting this dumb job get to me like this? Let me change my approach and enjoy some stuff because the money's great. So it's really all about your approach. It ain't going, it might not just be a change of venue is going to make you happy. You know, thank you, Akuru, for the, I don't know if I said your name right, but thank you for the, oh, and that's some euros too. Thank you for that. I love the super chat. I appreciate it. So, you know, it's like, you know, you have to decide what makes you happy. You know, is the money that the job provides and then your life outside of work, you go, damn, this makes it worth it. Because if it's not worth it there, that's why you're going, well, what am I doing this for, making this money? Because you're spending all your money on a dumb car you don't need. You living in a too expensive place. You know, you got like, you know, spending, you got some monthly membership to a gym or something that you don't, you know, you're wasting that money. Like, look at your finances and be like, is the money I'm making my life worth living over here? Because if it's not, that's why you're looking at your job like, damn, this, what am I doing at this place? So start figuring that out. Balance that shit out. Balance it out. And I think that you'll start to like feel better about what you're doing. Okay. All right. I'll be trucking along with these. Here's the next one. Is it fucked up I don't have any close friends at age 24? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's the way. Do you think that it's messed up? You know what I mean? Is there a reason? Are you self-reflecting? I think that's what you should do. I think if you think you don't have any close relationships in your life, you might want to consider yourself. Why? This is one of these kind of things where I go, I recommend therapy. I do. I recommend, you know, going to some sort of therapy, BetterHelp, for instance, and just talking to somebody, being like, what are your trust issues? Like, what is it that you, why are you holding back? Why aren't you vulnerable and opening up? Like, what is it about you? Make it about you first. What is it about you that you don't want to allow people into your life? Ask yourself that, you know, and at 24, I'm sure it has to do with your family. You know, I'm sure it has to do with your parents or some kind of thing that happened. And, you know, that's like how you recognize closeness or not. Maybe you're not close to your family. So you feel like, and if you, when you haven't established that closeness with your family, you don't even know what close relationships even feel like. So I would say look within first. And that goes for all of us. Look within ourselves and try to figure out why we feel this way. Cause it ain't about everybody else. It's something about us. So really looking in the mirror and going, do I got trust issues? Am I afraid? Am I like, you know, what's going on? Because if you're starting to feel lonely or if you're starting to long for things you see around you, then trust that feeling that you actually want that in your life and go for it. You know what I mean? Then go for it. Everything's for profit, dude. I just saw a dumb comment in the chat. Therapy is for profit. Yeah, bitch. Yeah. Everything's for profit. Okay. Like just because you make money on something, it doesn't mean the intention behind it is bad. Okay. That's just, you know, you go to the doctor to get, you know, your, to take care of your diabetes, they get paid. You know what I mean? When you go any place to make yourself feel, when you go to a massage therapist and it helps you relax, they get paid. That's the kind of business we're in. It's like you have to stop questioning intentions just because, you know, that's not a reason to question the intentions. All right. It's like get the fuck out of here with your nonsense. All right. Anyways, sorry, guys. Sometimes as an idiot and I have to like attack because you that kind of thinking is narrow-minded and frankly stupid. All right. You know, you don't want to be a glass half empty person. You want to be like, yes, in each individual case, there could be somebody that's taking advantage of a system and screw that person. But don't assume everybody is like that just because you have a warped view of the world. All right. So, and that goes for this guy too. You know what I mean? Look within yourself and figure out what it is about you that, you know, you want to, you know, why you're closed off. Then maybe you'll start to open up, and the next thing you know, boom, you're out there in the world doing it. Okay. All right. We only got a couple more. Oh, I think this is the last one. My wife is over the top paranoid about COVID. Do I live by her COVID rules or rebel and cause a huge rift? Well, I mean, happy life, happy wife, right? But also just being sensitive to, you know, whatever it is, man. It's like, you know, it's all anecdotal when it comes to like COVID. You know, there are people that like they have had some close loved ones die. So that is making them way more cautious about things. So you don't want to be in a situation like, and it's like you don't want to be in a situation where, you know, you're fighting over like ideology. You know, you might want to talk, sit her down and talk to her about this. You might want to be like, hey, you know, do some research. That'll help. You know, look at the numbers. You might want to go to your doctor and talk to your doctor. Hey, you need to put her at ease. You need to make her feel better because there's a lot of misinformation out there. So, and it sounds to me like she's gotten a hold of that misinformation, or you want to find out why she feels the way she feels so you can put her at ease, make her more comfortable. But you don't want to fight with her because that ain't going to help shit. Like, do not fight with her about this. But at the same time, you don't want to just like cave either because you know it's not helpful to either one of you either. Because especially if you know, hey, this is too much, we don't need to do this, then you need to find a way to sensitively and thoughtfully explain to her, hey, you know what? I think at home we're good. Let's just make sure we clean off our counters. Make sure when we come in the house, we wash our hands. You know what I mean? There are things you could do to put her at ease to make her feel better. Trust is earned. It's not given. All right? Trust is earned. It's not given. Okay, guys. Yeah, that was fun. I feel like we did the damn thing here at Riffin' with Griffin. And I appreciate all you guys, you know, listening and coming here and being a part of this. And, you know, and coming every week, you know. Like I say, make sure you check out my gaming channel. I'm gaming every single day. I actually got to go do another podcast right now. But when I get back from that, I'm going to get on and game. And that's at Eric Griffin Gaming. So make sure you guys check that out. But I appreciate you guys for being here. I appreciate you guys for supporting me, like all the super chats today. Thank you very much. And please, like, let me know in the comments if you like, because I did a bonus live episode, you know, a few days on Thursday. If you want me to keep doing bonus live episodes along with this main episode, because I'm having more guests. Because I think what I'm going to do is when I have a guest in the week, I will do a solo bonus episode to just more content and keep it out there. But I really do appreciate all you guys. And shout out to Jimmy Knives right now in my chat. He is my new Twitch videographer, and he has put together some really funny videos of my content. So you can check that out at Eric Griffin Gaming. Eric Griffin Gaming on YouTube. You know, I put up those videos there, so make sure you guys check that out. Fun stuff going on over there at Eric Griffin Gaming on YouTube. So please check that out. And thanks for coming to Riffin' with Griffin. And everybody, I will see you next week.